Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me this week is Bill Goodson. He is the executive director at 4-H Camp Palmer. Bill, thanks for taking time out of your day to talk to us about the camp.
Well, thank you. I'm very glad to. We're excited for our 72nd summer season just beginning.
Oh, my goodness. That's a long history.
Yes, since 1947 is when the camp opened, yes.
So I went on the website to learn a little bit about the camp, and you're located at Harrison Lake State Park in Fayette, Ohio. That's not super far from Adrian.
No, not at all. We're only about 45 minutes away. We're very close to the Michigan border, and we're actually neighbors to Harrison Lake State Park. Our property adjoins their property.
Okay.
We're good neighbors.
So your camp offers youth and adult opportunities both?
Yes, we have youth 4-H summer camping, and we have retreats. We have church retreats. We have leadership retreats, school outdoor education programs, family reunions, weddings, you name it. We offer a lot of things.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I noticed that you have lots of different lodges and cabins both there, so plenty of opportunity to stay over, huh?
Yeah, we can house about 275, and we have a couple of lodges that are year-round, so we can actually have year-round retreats for about 92 people.
Wow. So, you know, I found really kind of cool was on the site, I saw all these different things, the different challenges, flying squirrel, all kinds of different opportunities for the kids to have some fun.
Yes, believe it or not, we have a real flying squirrel in our nature center that's a nocturnal mammal.
Okay.
But then we also have a challenge activity where you put harness and ropes and chest harness on, and then via rope attachment, your group pulls you way up in the air, so you kind of simulate like a flying squirrel going about 20 feet up in the air. It's kind of cool.
There you go. And the high ropes, that's similar experience?
Yes, we've had our original high ropes course was built in 1993 in the trees, but last year we just put up a brand new one in the poles, and we're very thankful for Midwest Electric. They helped put those poles in our challenge course. And this is a great, about a three-hour program for groups from 8 to 15 can go through and experience a really neat course up in the air. And we have a 240-foot zip line as a fun way of getting down from the course. So it's a lot of excitement, a lot of challenge.
The kids won't lack things to do. Between the zip line, the rope ladder, the climbing walls, I mean, there's just tons to do there.
We have a great swimming pool. We have nature trail hikes. We have all kinds of different activities, from crafts, from camps, from hay rides, human foosball, all kinds of neat activities. We even have a archery range. We have a rifle range, skeet shooting, a variety of sports programs, all around camp.
Well, and I think one of the great things about camp is that it does teach the campers some new life skills, don't you think?
Absolutely. Meeting new friends, taking responsibility for cleaning up your cabin, or helping with the family service as a hopper in the camp dining hall, or just having brand new experiences, maybe the campfire or the group skit, or team building is a great activity where kids aren't using their cell phones or social media. They're actually communicating one-on-one and in a team and face-to-face with each other, solving problems, learning how to work together as a group.
There you go. So the program's filled for this summer?
We're very filled for this summer. However, we do have a camp program coming up, part of the Lucas County 4-H Youth Camp, that we're in a building process of getting more campers. And we actually have a few good openings, July 27th through the 31st. It's a four-night, five-day program for youth 9 to 14. And we would love to involve some new youth in that summer camp program. And we also have some open houses for the general public a little later in the season.
So they can get all that information then by going to the 4-H Camp Palmer website.
That's correct, yes, www.camppalmer.org.
Oh, just Camp Palmer, okay. And did you have a Facebook presence as well?
We do, yes. Yes. We would love people to like us on Facebook under 4-H Camp Palmer and can give you some of our latest happenings that way as well.
There you go. Well, thank you so much, Bill, for joining us and sharing information on the Camp Palmer.
You're welcome. Very welcome.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of MEC's Building Vibrant Communities as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.